My Brother George, written by Robbie Pollack, read by Michael Pollack.
Chapter 1. I only have one photo of my family. It was given to me by an angel. There are memories too, although they have become more and more distant as I have grown older. My mother had been very young when I was born. As far as I can tell from the photo, she was beautiful. My father was significantly older than my mother. They met during his time in the military. He had been stationed near her hometown. She was young and naive, and it wasn't long before she fell pregnant. She left her disapproving family to settle with my father in the capital, far away from everything she had ever known. He promised her that together they would move north, as everyone in the South dreamed to do, and start a new life. My father abandoned my mother when I was an infant. My brother George would have been 4. I have no memories of my father from that time. It was not until much later in life that I would hear from him again. My father left us with no money in a small apartment for which the rent had not been paid. The duties of a sole provider were thrust upon my mother, and she was forced to find work. I do not know why my mother did not return to her family. Maybe she was too proud to return with 2 bastard sons, or perhaps they would not have her back. In any case, she was left alone to raise my brother and me. Each day, she would give us a kiss and then leave for work, where she scrubbed toilets and made beds. She barely made enough to put food on our table. Being too poor for childcare and too alone to have a relative or friend look after us, my mother asked our elderly neighbour, Aziza, for help. Aziza had immigrated to the capital in her youth, although she never lost her accent. Her husband had passed some years earlier, and she rarely saw her only child. She was too old to work and spent most of her time watching soap operas on a small black and white television. Her apartment, which is across the hall from ours, was the mirror image of our home. Perhaps this is why, looking back, I often find it hard to tell which memories are from which apartment. I suppose it matters little. The building was an old one, around 10 stories high. It was beside a main road with 4 lanes running in each direction. The sound of traffic was constant. Outside the front door, a bitumen car park was all that separated our building from the road. There was no grass for my brother and me to play on. The car park was encircled by chicken wire, but it was so rusted and full of holes that it served as little more than a marker for where our lot ended and the next began. The area was always busy, and there was a restaurant on the bottom floor. Tables and chairs would often spill out onto the bitumen. The staff in the restaurant all knew my brother and me. They would greet us warmly whenever we passed. The owner, a middle-aged man who seemed never to wear a shirt, would sometimes offer us chocolates. My mother forbade us from accepting them, for she insisted they would rot our teeth, but whenever we could, we would sneak them upstairs. She must have found the wrappers in our bin, for we never considered who emptied it, but she never said anything. The stairway of the building was bare concrete. I don't recall it ever being cleaned. It was covered in grime, broken bottles and cigarette butts. I remember seeing several large rats in that stairwell. My mother never allowed us to walk there without our shoes. On our way up to the stairs, we passed several other apartments. I remember the woman who lived on the floor below us was always in her doorway, smoking. She rarely wore more than a nightgown and was plastered with makeup. She didn't have any family, but there were always men coming and going at all hours. I remember one such man waving to me cheerfully as the door closed behind him. He had his jacket draped over one arm and his other hand on his belt. I had waved back, wondering who he might be. Despite the dirty stairwell, the busy streets and our struggling neighbours, I have fond memories of that apartment building. It was the only home I had ever known. I remember learning to walk down the corridor in Aziza's apartment with her holding my hand, crooning in her native tongue. Even in her old age, she was always happy to play with my brother and me. She did her best to keep us entertained, but despite her efforts, we would miss our mother. Her returning home from work was the highlight of our day, and no matter how tired she was, she always found time for us.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?